Welcome back to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
That's right, and you are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I'm your host, KG Smooth. In the studio with me is the Cake Lady. Say your first name for me, baby.
Tamalisha.
Tamalisha, the Cake Lady. And so you have a baking company, correct?
Yeah.
Or how would you describe it?
I'm a baker.
You're a baker.
Yeah, I'm a mobile baker. And I cut up cakes and I go around and I sell them. I go to people.
You go to people?
I come to you.
You come to you. Okay. So how did you get into baking? Like, is that something that, you know, you did growing up or you saw grandma or mama do and you took an interest, or how'd you get into it?
Well, I like to cook, but, you know, I just had a client that like to bake from scratch, and she made me bake a cake one time. It was a jelly cake. My first cake was a jelly cake.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me some cookbooks, and I just started baking ever since then.
How long ago was that?
It's about to be 4 years. I was actually baking every Sunday at home,
mm-hmm.
me and my kids. And then people started saying, girl, you gaining weight. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, so my friend was just like, you should cut them up and sell them. And then that's what I started doing, and I just started giving them to people.
Because, okay.
you know, it's hard for people just to eat from people that they don't know.
Right.
But then a lot of people that do know me was already eating from me. And then, I don't know, just one day here recently, it just shot off.
Yeah. And so you all over the H. And you, is there certain areas of the H that you deliver? And what is your specialty? First, before we get on to where you deliver, what is the Cake Lady's specialty?
Would I be wrong if I say everything?
No, not at
all. Okay, but I'm going to say my earthquake brownies.
Mm.
There are earthquake brownies and then there are slutty brownies. People tend to think that they're the same thing, but they're two different things.
Okay, so let's get into that. Earthquake brownie is?
It's a brownie with cream cheese, caramel, and pecans.
Mm. Okay, and then the slutty brownie?
You just add a chocolate chip bottom and an Oreo middle to the earthquake brownie, and you bake it together. And then you have the cream cheese, pecan, and caramel with an Oreo in the middle with a chocolate chip cookie at the bottom.
I should not be wanting something so rich and sweet on a Sunday morning.
It's not.
It sounds, ooh, it sounds so good.
I brought you something to try.
Girl, stop it.
Yes.
Stop
it. And the thing about it is everybody calls me about the brownies, but I bake cakes too. I do cheesecakes. I do banana puddings, you know. So when they just want the brownies, I always just give them a slice of cake.
So you are a show enough baker.
Yeah.
You be watching them shows on Food Network.
No.
You know, like they what's that one show, the Cake Boss?
Yeah, I never watched those shows. You know, it's just like I started off baking just regular cakes like Sakatumi, 7-Up, German Chocolate. And people, I did a thing for somebody to give me a cake, you know, to make. And somebody gave me a Butterfinger cake. And I took it and made it my own way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the hottest things on the streets, a better than sex cake,
ooh,
a banana pudding cake. You know, I make a butter pecan cake and it tastes just like the butter pecan ice cream.
Word.
So it's like the cakes, people buy cakes every day. They call me and they say, you working?
So it's safe to say that since you've been doing this, that it's been pretty lucrative for you. You've been making some money.
Yes. And the thing about it is I love it. I really, really do.
And that was going to be my next question. So a lot of people who I come across that may cook or bake, you know, they say that it's very cathartic for them. Like it's therapeutic, you know, it's relaxing. You get that from baking?
Yes. Well, my joy comes from when the person eats it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just the way they just, you know,
their reaction.
Try to explain it to me. You know, I'm like, I know. You know, or when somebody has a cake and they like test me to do that cake, you know, then it just, that's my adrenaline and I just go and do it. And then when I bring it back to them and they like, the response that I'm looking for is just like.
So when you come up with, like the earthquake brownie or the slutty brownie or, you know, the butter pecan cake. Like, what's the inspiration? How do you come up with such a unique tasting cake or you know, what you do. What's, does it just pop up? You know, you get some of that good greenery in your system and it opens up your third eye and you like, aha, I'm about to try to do this. And it turns out super dope. Like, what's
no, my thing is actually to just take a regular cake. This, you know, it could be any cake, and to just make it my own and make something just really different about it. I tell you, somebody wanted me to do a pineapple upside down cake. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what can I do different to this? Mm-hmm. So my thing was to put some pecans on it. And I mean, I dreamed about that cake. Like, what am I going to do? And I woke up one morning and I did it. And I was like, no. And then I redid it. And then there it was.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin, Piggy. Hey, she what's sent up, me Piggy? A, I know, right? She sent me a banana pudding cake. Like, ooh, do this. And I'm like, what? And I mean, it like took me a couple of days, like, what am I going to do? And then went to the store and I did. And my thing is to do it and not be like all day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boom. I could bake 13 cakes, ice them, cut them up, 8 dozens of brownies, like 4 or 5 dozens of cheesecakes, like 10 cups of banana puddings. Be out the house by like 4 o'clock, 4:30. Posting on Instagram, I'm going to be at such and such.
Yeah.
Hit me up. And they like, we here.
Man, you just took my next question. I was going to say, you know, when you get somebody calling you up or someone needs an order, like, you are a one-woman band. So yeah, you do it all yourself. No team behind you.
No. Well, I have a daughter, you know, and my son. My daughter's 16. I have a son that's 20. Soon to be 21.
Get
but he's
out
in
of
college.
Here. You look like you only damn 30 what? Yourself.
37. But, you know, she helps because I'm trying to, like, teach her, but I prefer to do it myself. But see, I just, like I say, usually I bake 9 cakes every day, 9 different cakes. I know which cakes people prefer. I know about how many brownies to bake, and I know how many I'm going to bake this day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, when I'm out of this, I'm out of it. And mm-hmm. then people may call and order whole cakes, and then so I stop and I bake whole cakes and I bake a few that I, you know, so I just, it's rough.
It's rough. But, you know, but it's also an art, you know, to baking. Like, you know, you just can't go in there and think that you're going to pop something, whip something up, pop it in the oven and it's going to, you know, come out, ta-da, like it's going to be like something that House of Pies or something like that.
That is the truth because, okay, so I made a blue velvet cake. My friend.
A blue velvet?
Yeah, she wanted Mariah. She wanted her son to have some blue cupcakes. So I made a blue velvet cupcake. And my thing was, you know, they sell a drink in a club called a blue. So my thing was to take this cake and make it into that drink. So I think, like, what kind of liquor would I use? So I went with coconut Ciroc. And the best cake. I made a Hennessy cake. I had to think of what cake, you know, how do you mix that? I made a Grand Marnier cake. Yeah.
Wow. But,
I have no idea.
Yeah, because I'm like, how are you coming up with this stuff? Like, you sitting down and
you're
just like,
let me tell you this, the thing about it is, like, some of my cakes, I haven't even tasted. I could just go in there. I just know what to do to it, you know?
Who is your guinea pig? Like, your son or your daughter,
what?
They trying?
My daughter. Let me tell you something. I made banana puddings. One day I came home, she said, Mama, put pecans in them. And I was like, what? And I did, and like,
took off.
I want the one with the pecans. Yeah. It was her idea for the golden Oreo cake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was her idea for something else. She just tell me stuff, and sometimes I'm just like, this left, that's left. Okay, let's go put it in. My last brownie that I came up with, the brownie overload.
Oh.
It got a graham cracker bottom, which I had some leftover graham crackers from the cheesecakes.
Uh-huh.
Then it got like pecans, and it got walnuts, and it got almonds, and then it got the brownie. Then it got cream cheese. Then it got the brown, then it got pecans, it got walnuts, it got almonds, it got a Heath bar.
Sounds like a 7-layer cake or something.
And then it got graham cracker on top. And then when it come out, and then you put caramel all over it.
Ooh.
Right out the oven. Mix it with some vanilla ice cream, like.
Ooh, girl, bye.
I brought you some samples.
I want to try one.
I want you to try my German chocolate.
I'm not a big chocolate fan. I don't like chocolate, but I will taste some.
And have you ever had a German chocolate cheesecake?
Oh, no.
I know. Nobody has. But for those that have, okay, I brought you German chocolate cheesecake, pecan caramel cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake.
Ooh.
I brought you slutty brownies, and I brought you earthquake brownies.
Oh, on those brownies, have you made the special brownies that have the great plant of the earth that is legal in a few states here in the United States, aka Reefa?
Well, yes, I have. Yes, I have. I shall not lie. I have.
And what was that flavor? Was it just a regular, just a chocolate brownie, or did you
make that special? It's the same brownie. It's the earthquake brownie.
Oh, okay.
And here's the thing for you people that do that, you know, I just take it, you know, so the brownie is so good, you're not really thinking about
what's
in it. Uh-huh. And like after about five of them, you like,
oh, and you feel it through your body.
You're like, yeah.
So nice. So yeah. Let me throw on some chopped and screwed and just chill out and stuff. Yeah, okay. So what you want me to try first? Because we're about to try this live on the air.
You can try the brownies or the cheesecake. Which one?
Cheesecake. I love the cheesecake.
And then you can share with...
Yeah, I can share with... I may share with them. Which one first?
The German chocolate.
That's this one right here. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm about to try this German chocolate cheesecake and brownie with the pecans. Oh, my sweet Jesus.
And I didn't make him say that.
Oh, my God. That is good. Yeah. Cake lady. So are you looking to expand, you know, the business? Because
you know what?
You can mess up the game now.
Yeah, I know everybody. I'm just going like as it goes.
Y'all.
And I'm not making him
no lie.
That, and I'm not massaging his neck neither.
My Lord. Sweet Jesus on a Sunday morning.
Yes.
Want to do it. Want to do it. Want to do it. Okay, let me get back into that. Is good. And I ain't even a big fan of pecans.
And let me tell you something. I'm sitting here like, I'm bubbling.
So that's your high right
yes,
there.
Yes,
seeing the reaction that you get right there from these folk, the people like me.
Yep. Especially those that say, I don't eat cheesecake or I don't usually eat this. I'm like, oh, I'm on a diet. I'm like, it's not even that heavy. It's like,
oh, y'all.
He haven't even had the brownie yet.
This is so good. So we got to tell people, you know, whoever, everybody that's listening, all of H-Town, all
everybody
of Southeast.
The cake lady with a K.
Cake lady with a K.
Yes.
And lady with an I, not
yes,
a Y.
It's K-A-K-E. _ LADI on Instagram, and it's KAKE.LADI@Yahoo for Facebook. I'm building a website for those people who don't do social media.
Now, I want to commend you because this is
I have a van coming.
Oh, see, and that's what's up. So, you know, you being self-made, you know, just trying stuff and then people ordering, and now you know your business is expanding and you are about to be an entrepreneur. So you are an entrepreneur. That's very important because a lot of people, you know, they may have an idea or, you know, want to do something that they love but just don't have the courage to just step out there and just jump out the window and do it. You know, so I commend you for that. And damn, that was good.
And you know what? My son is a sophomore at PV.
Mm-hmm.
He's studying business, I think, right now. And
he sent me a
text that told me I was an entrepreneur. No, what's the first one that started off? I forgot what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I laughed at him because he was being funny. And I'm like, okay. He used to didn't want to take pictures. So then I guess his friends are like posting pictures of my brownies. They like, he's like, that's my mom. They're like, that's not your mama. And none of your pictures on her page. So now he'll take pictures with me.
See,
that is my mama.
See, because you getting popular because you blowing up. And
I know, right? That's going to be my businessman.
See, what? I'm sure he is going to be your business manager. I mean,
yes,
you know.
Because if not, I have to fight him.
And keep it all in the family.
Yeah.
So for somebody who may have an idea or a dream, what would you say to them?
I mean, I would just tell them to, like, go because... just one day I started baking.
And it was something that you
yep.
really enjoyed doing.
Yes. And it's like, in my baking, it's like I say 2015, I'm here, I'm trying to change the wedding cakes
mm-hmm.
from the fondants to the new.
So what's the new?
I don't know what they call it. It's just, I don't have a picture of it. I wish to figure that out. But It's just cake and icing, and mm-hmm. it's layered, flour. It's just
mm-hmm.
more natural.
Do you think that you would get outrageous with it? Like, have you seen, like, some of those themed cakes, like somebody's doing a Louis Vuitton bag cake or,
yeah.
you know, those specialty big boys that, you know, you got to do engineering, it seems like, you know, to get the cake going. And it comes out to be this big old nice, you know.
Cake that nobody eats and it tastes like crap.
Shots fired.
Sorry. No, but here's my thing. No offense against anybody, but I took the class. Yes, I know how to do it. I've done it. But that's too much. I don't want to do that. It takes a lot of time. I'm not about. My thing is to give you a really, really great tasting cake.
Okay.
You know, I can make it look really nice.
Right.
But it's like, are you going to eat the
way
it looks?
What the palate say?
You can't eat the way it look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about when you put it in your mouth and you go home at night and you be like, cake lady, where you at, cake lady?
Scratching your neck.
Yeah.
I need the cake lady.
Where you been?
Where is that? I need that earthquake cake,
and
lady.
And I love people that be like, no, but like, I always give samples. Take a cake, especially a cake. If you get the same cake, try something different. They be like, why did you give me that cake? Because I knew you'd like it.
Man, it tastes so good. Let me try a brownie.
You can try the slutty one or the earthquake one. The slutty one or the bigger ones, but.
Okay. I'm going to do this one right here. Ooh. It's all cute.
Caramelly?
Yeah, caramelly. And this is the earthquake?
That's the slutty brownie.
Oh, this is the slutty brownie. And this has what in it?
It's the earthquake, too. So you're getting both of them. It has a chocolate chip cookie at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
an Oreo cookie in the middle, pecans,
mm-hmm.
caramel,
mm-hmm.
cream cheese.
See, you are definitely somebody that partakes in the finest greenery because... anybody that smoked weed that would get the munchies and had that sweet tooth, they would want to probably try this. I mean, I'm just saying because it's rich too. Like your measurements are incredible. So what's your process like when you in there cooking? What you got music on? Are
yes.
you just totally focused on what? Like how you
the
bake?
The way my kitchen is set up,
mm-hmm.
it's straight through like this. And I'm right here. And I got open right here. I got Kevin Gates.
We got Kevin Gates on.
I sent him a DM to try some. I'm Kevin Gates. I'm listening to this whole CD in back to back.
Same.
Yeah.
Cake Lady, you got a Twitter?
Yes.
Are you on Twitter?
It's Cake Lady.
Because I see the Instagram on there,
yeah,
and I see the email.
I just set up a Twitter. I just set up a Twitter, and I'm going to give me some new cards. Now I have a Twitter, an Instagram, and a Facebook. And here's the thing. I didn't have either one at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, my regular page mm-hmm. started going Cake Lady crazy, so I made a Instagram. And mm-hmm. my Instagram started going Instagram crazy, so I'm just like letting it go. Like, I had a little red basket. I still had a red basket. And then I have a big gray basket. Now I'm outgrowing my car. So now I'm trying to get have a van.
See, look at you. You already expanding. You're gonna outgrow your car. The van is coming. Your son will be done with school in a little over a year or so to be your business manager. I am free to test out anything that you try, that you want to create and try. You need a guinea pig. KG Smooth is more than happy to try that out. So I'm telling you now, you are about to be a problem because you are about to blow up. And so just get ready because I'm telling y'all, if you could taste what I'm tasting, you're going to be like, damn. This girl got it. Yes, indeed.
And that's how, that alone right there is like.
Yeah, you and yeah. You want to shout out any of your peoples?
Everybody. What?
Your regular customers?
What? Homestead? What? Liberty Road? Everywhere. Northwood, man. I'm on the south side today, y'all. Yeah, I'm going to be on the south side. I go to the southwest, southeast, they make me come. You know, when I roll over, the first person that called me and say, can you please come? I'm like, boom, I gotta go see her.
So Halloween is Friday. Do you partake in the trick-or-treating? Like, are you gonna be possibly giving out any of this stuff to the kiddies?
No, I'm gonna probably be somewhere trying to party with everybody else.
Come on, Kay.
Celebrate the holiday. And let me tell you something. I love my friend Keisha. Every time she invites me to something to her house, I have to take a dessert. I'm so late. I'm never on time for nothing. It's like I get there right at the end of the night.
Well, I'm glad you was on time this morning because this is a live show. So I got to have you in this studio on time. She was on time today.
Yes, I was. But it's like when I bring what everybody looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's excited and I'm excited and, you know, hey.
Well, I'm excited for you. This all came about, you know, my coworker, Tay Boogie.
Shout out to Tay Boogie.
What up, Tay? He was like, hey, bruh. Smooth, what's the stipulation with Access Houston? I got this girl, she's the cake lady. You know, she makes cakes and brownies and cookies and whatnot. I was like, well, I can definitely get her on. We can get the word out, you know, about, you know, her business. I can't put no prices or nothing on air because that'll, you know, that go against what, you know, what we do here on the show. I don't want the, you know, the FCC or my boss on my tail about it. But we can definitely get the word out. And she brought two trays, one of the brownies and then the cheesecake.
That's what you do. I have a whole car full of cakes. That's what you do. You bring it to them so they cannot refuse it.
Man,
because once you see it, you be like, just let me try one.
So if whenever I'm gonna have a get together, call you over because I know the cake lady gonna bring some of this fire desserts.
Yes,
on over here, and I got your card already. Oh man, cake lady.
I want to shout out Glamorous Snobs for making me my cake lady shirt.
Yeah, that's dope. And I love that you are cake lady with a K.
Yes,
because I'm KG.
So, you know,
all right. That's that new thing. Lady. You know, that's that new. You know, we up on that new. Make sure you follow Cake Lady on Instagram at Cake Lady. That's K-I-K.
No, it's not. It's
K-A. I mean, no. Look, I'm so. I can't even spell because I'm still so enthralled and my mouth is so happy after eating these delectable
and that has
treats.
To be true because somebody else told me that my mouth is just.
Yeah, it's so happy. Instagram, Twitter, Cake Lady, K-A-K-E underscore L-A-D-I. Make sure you follow her on all of her social media accounts. That's Instagram, that's Twitter, Facebook, and then you can email her at
Tamalisha, TAMALISHA at yahoo.com.
Tamalisha, the cake lady.
And I officially shipped my friend Nikita, shout out Nikita Brown, in Orlando, Florida, her own earthquake brownies.
Wow.
Via the mail.
And
so I do ship.
Now, how does that work? Is there a special container or
well,
something?
Well, Well, they're in this container, mm-hmm. and I just wrap them and put them in a, you know, they go by the weight and a day or two. And good, I promise you, when she got them, her kids sent me a video. They were like, yay. So I can promise you they taste like I had just took them out the oven.
That's what's up.
These and I had just took these out the oven. I bake my stuff fresh every day.
That's what's up. So
if you
good.
Call me, you can text me at 6 o'clock in the morning. I need a cake. Miss Jan, yes, 2-3 times a week.
So good.
Same day.
So good. Make sure y'all follow her, Cake Lady, on all of the social media. And I will see you at the top, my darling, because I'm telling you, as good as this
when we go high five.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are going to be a problem in this city. You're going to be behind the food truck. So y'all go to the food truck, get you something. And then
right
Cake Lady
going to
be right behind the food truck, get you something sweet to top that thing on off.
Yes, my son will be out saying, Mama, can we give them the cakes? So I have them out and, you know, they do it too.
That's what's up. Thank you so much, Tamalisha, the Cake Lady, for coming through. And you are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.